obviously we're still working on the, or will be dealing with some of the sins of 19 here in the 2020 growing season. A lot of these fields got rutted up, and still got corn in the ground in many cases. From a tillage and a seed perspective, what's that mean, a planter perspective?
You know, the 19 hangover is going to continue on well into 20. There is a lot of issues out there, a lot of unworked ground, so seed bed prep is going to be crucial, going to be challenging. So when it comes to crop rotations, we're kind of up in the air. We see in the seed world guys committing to their corn acres, but struggling to commit to soybean acres, not knowing what, how, or preventive plants. So. We're just going to have to push as hard as we can. Use the best decision making tools we have. I think the planter technologies and seed technologies will allow us to plant timely, plant efficiently, and set the stage for hopefully a potential positive 2020.
Hopefully, we only have one shot at putting that crop in the ground. We want to do it right. From the technologies that you see on the planter side, how does the stuff from Precision Planting and Premium Ag Solutions help along that way?
You know, I guess the high-speed planting has really changed our world. You know, we can be a little bit more patient, waiting for the right opportunity for the ground conditions to be correct, and then move quickly when we can go. The hydraulic downforce, the delta force, has been amazing, minimizing compaction, sidewall compaction, so we're able to plant maybe in a little bit less ideal conditions, still not perfect, not what we want to do, but allow us to push the envelope a little bit and have a little less damage or yield penalty for planting in less than ideal conditions.
We're at the Sugar Beet Growers Convention. How do these tools work as far as the beet grower?
You know, they work the same way they work in any other crop. And when you use a high dollar crop, specialty crop, the returns are actually multiplied. So we've been able to plant, sugar beets into standing corn stalks or stuff that was just tilled in the spring. Accurately placing that seed at depth into moisture, not having sidewall compaction, and still been able to get some of our highest yields on the farm in subpar conditions.
So that's going to help with a lot of that residue we've got out there this year?
Absolutely. You know, when you add up your trash cleaners, you add up your downforce control, your singulation, your fertility placement right at the seed or right beside the seed, it really allows us to dial things in and maximize our opportunity in the beet world.
Premium Ag Solutions been customizing a lot of planters and such. You getting a lot of that done this winter?
Yeah, it's been surprising. You know, everybody is concerned about the economy, but what we do see is everybody wants to get better in difficult times, and we've been able to supply those tools. The market has stayed strong, and the planter attachments, we can bring value to it no matter what the economy is. So, there's not many guys buying new planters. We're able to go back to a planter that's 10 or 20 years old or brand new and add value to it and add the control features and the insight into what's going on, which is putting money back in guys' pockets. And that's what it's all about is, economic stability and sustainability.
It's kind of nice that we can utilize what we have and just add to it and really have a better product overall.
Absolutely. You're well into six figures for new planters, and here we can do $10,000 add-ons, $100,000 add-ons, $250,000 add-ons, just depending on what you want in your operation. And it's a building block. You don't have to go all in. We can start with a monitor so we can identify where your problems are, and understand that season one, and then start addressing downforce issues, singulation issues, fertility issues, speed issues. We got a lot of guys that have added two or three of the parts, maybe added the hydraulic downforce, added electric drive, and if they add a bunch of land late in the season, we can make that a high-speed planter and increase efficiency by 50% more.
Is that how you see it? Most times our guys do it gradually as they add technology?
We see a lot of that, a building block, in a 3 or 5 year progressive program and wanting to get the next new product or watch guys use it for 2 or 3 years before they adapt that technology. But we've got guys that go from a basic stock planter and will spend $5,000 a row in one sitting, understanding what they want, what they need, or what changes in their operation.
This meeting itself?
The SGA meeting is always good. It's a nice way to get collaboration with other people across the United States in the sugar world and to really get an insight of what's going on globally. We're very protected up in the Red River Valley. The sugar world has always been very positive for us. It's key to our economy. And when we see challenges like we had last year, it really shakes the industry, and it trickles down to to Main Street. And I don't think people realize that and realize how important it is. But I would say a large percentage of our people in our area are affected by the 2019 sugar problems, from the people at the pilers to the factory workers to the truck drivers, to the Trans Systems employees, and the guys that are hauling sugar into pneumatics, from our factories to our end users. That the dollars that we lost out of our economy are going to be felt for a long time. So
this last session even talked about those ripples being felt globally.
Absolutely. And we're the third largest importer of sugar in the globe, but yet our production issues do affect everything in the country or in the world. And what goes on in the rest of the world affects us directly. So, we've got a great team. The people supporting, the pack, getting our story told in Washington, getting the quick reaction with the WIP program. We don't know how that's going to end up, but I'm very confident that the people, the PAC dollars that we have in place, the people that are working for us and with us, USDA is reacting quickly, and I think it'll help a lot of guys help secure financing going into the next year and create some stability and get money back in our local economy to keep things going and to minimize the effects of 19.